I went out there three times and embedded with different army units around the east and south of Afghanistan where the insurgency is raging.
The reason we bring this up is your latest book, published by IU Press, Hopeless But Optimistic. It is about what goes on in Afghanistan. And what the heck is it about Afghanistan that keeps pulling you back?
That's a great question. I've had a long interest in Central Asia. Of course, IU has a great Central Asian program. And I had done a lot of research in Tibet initially, wrote a book called Pioneer in Tibet about an early explorer of Tibet who introduced Tibet to America, who was a Hoosier, as a matter of fact. Mm-hmm. Went out there in the early, very early 20th century. And I've spent a fair amount of time in the Pashtun regions prior to 9/11, so I had some sense of the Pashtun people who are the insurgent group in Afghanistan, primarily that they comprise the Taliban. So I had some sense of those folks before the war started in 2001. And I find mountain people fascinating, and both the Tibetans and the Pashtuns are certainly that. So I had some understanding of certain dynamics in Central Asia, and I had run across an army team, what are called farmer soldiers. They were agribusiness development team that were comprised of National Guardsmen who were going out to Afghanistan to do development work, win hearts and minds, or WAM in the military acronym.
Right.
They were doing WAM work, trying to convince Pashtun farmers up in the mountains in Taliban country that they should ally with the Afghan government, the U.S.-supported Afghan government, by doing development work. And these teams were comprised of about 65 soldiers, generally elite soldiers that were both military people and agricultural specialists. And they were unique in the Afghanistan war because they were development teams that had their own security. So they had their own armored vehicles. They had their own security teams. They could go out whenever they wanted. So 90% of the American soldiers never leave the bases, never break the wire.
Right.
The agribusiness development teams did just the opposite. They did hundreds of missions out into Afghanistan. And I embedded with a number of those teams from different states, Texas, Kentucky, Kansas, Mississippi, South Carolina, Indiana, three different times. And they were strategically positioned through the war zones. So because they were doing development, because they were involved with combat missions, because they had to then coordinate with all the combat teams, because they were involved with the Afghan government, because they were essentially negotiating with the Taliban shadow government out in the villages to do the development projects, you saw every aspect of the war in Afghanistan, including what's called the civ-mil combinations, the military-civilian combination. So there were frontline diplomats out there, and you got to see all of that. It was a great lens to look at the entire war. And it was why I stuck with those teams.
So here's a population of people that's fairly isolated. They're living in mountains. They're living in an almost unknown corner of the world, unknown to us here in America generally. And in come strangers trying to tell them what to do. How does that work?
Well, if you can imagine, you're in a convoy of armored vehicles, typically a minimum of five. So these are kind of rolling bank vaults, grinding up these switchbacks into these essentially 13th century villages.
Hmm.
And the security soldiers get out. You have to, your security platoon gets out first. And they're dressed in 50 pounds of body armor. They're carrying 75 pounds of weaponry and ammunition. There's machine gunners on top of the armored vehicle. Sometimes there's going to be an Apache helicopter circling above. And the Afghans come out and they sit down with you under the shura tree, under the meeting tree, the shade tree at the edge of the village. And then these kind of stormtroopers start saying, well, do you want this project? Do you want that? We have this idea. And you know, with that comes this whole Western expectation of we're going to modernize. We're going to change the way your culture is.
And who wouldn't want that in our view, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And sometimes I tell people, well, this would be how it would be. Imagine 8-foot-tall Taliban on armored flying carpets, and they come swooping in and tell all our women to put on burqas.
Wow.
And I'd be thinking the shotguns would be coming out.
Right.
And that's kind of what happens in Afghanistan.